Hey folks, can your IRA or 401k stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is right at our doorstep? By allocating a percentage of your retirement into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from a turbulent market and economic downturns. All you gotta do is put your IRA back on the gold standard. With a multi-trillion dollar trade deficit and ongoing geopolitical instability, experts say now is the time to make the switch. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Protect your retirement today with one simple phone call and receive your free gold and silver guide from my good friends at Genesis Gold. To do that, call Genesis Gold Group today at 800-200-GOLD. That's 800-200-GOLD. And find out how you can add precious metals to your IRA. One more time, let me give you the number. It's 800-200-4653. 800-200-4653 or gold, or visit them at genesisgoldgroup.com. Genesis Gold, welcome to the John Solomon, Just the News family. Hello, America, and welcome to a new edition of John Solomon Reports, the Thanksgiving week edition. We've got a good week. Just because it's a holiday doesn't mean we're resting on our laurels waiting for that drumstick. Nope, nope, nope. We're still working hard for you. And today we've got an amazing guest. Senator Marsha Blackburn from the great state of Tennessee is here to talk about China, about the social spending bill, about all the things going on in Washington, and why she thinks there's a lot more Democratic senators who have heartburn on the Biden Build Back Better bill than her previous knowledge. Everyone's been talking about Manchin and Sinema. I think she thinks some more of her colleagues on the Democratic side have some heartburn. We're going to ask her about that in just a few minutes. And then we're going to take you down to the border with our great reporter, Bethany Blankley, who has some great eyewitness news about the next caravan coming up through Mexico and into the United States. This border crisis only gets worse by the day. We're going to talk to her about that. First, though, let's get through a couple of headlines that I think are very, very important. We were on this all day, all night, right into 3-4 o'clock in the morning for you. The Wisconsin tragedy, the 39-year-old driver plows into children dressed in Santa hats marching in their Christmas parade in Waukesha, Wisconsin. At least 5 dead, more than 40 injured. A tremendous mystery. Police are saying this man might have just been recklessly fleeing a knife fight when he killed all of those people and injured so many and ruined, basically turned a festive Main Street in Waukesha, Wisconsin, where I've been many times, visited that place many times when I lived in Wisconsin, turned it into a killing fields. Tragedy upon tragedy, lives lost, many people struggling and fighting for their lives right now in a senseless tragedy. We're going to keep you up to speed on that. We got a team of reporters working that. Go to justthenews.com all day, all night. We'll have you covered with the latest breaking news. Very important stuff. Now, one story I want to talk because I think it will set up our conversations both with Senator Blackburn and Bethany Blankley. Very good story on the Just the News this morning from my good friend, good reporter, Natalia Mittelstadt. It's called The New Willie Hortons, and it focuses on a group of illegal aliens who have entered since Joe Biden became president, since the border crisis began on his watch as the border was opened up and CBP agents have had their hands tied behind their back. There have been numerous cases of rape and murder by illegal aliens who got into the interior country because of President Biden's policies. And we asked the question, I don't know, some of you are old enough to remember this, but back in 1988, when George H.W. Bush was looking like he was struggling to succeed Ronald Reagan in the 1988 presidential election, an ad came out and it devastated Michael Dukakis. It was about a convicted murderer, Willie Horton, who was inside serving a life sentence in prison, and he was let out on furlough by then Massachusetts Governor Michael Dukakis's office, and he went on to commit another wave of violent crimes. That ad, that story, transformed the 1988 presidential race and really made President Bush the 41st president of the United States after Ronald Reagan. A single ad, a single episode defined an entire campaign, an entire election, and the country pivoted because they didn't want any more Willie Hortons. Well, the question we now have that people like Newt Gingrich and others are, do we really want the new Willie Hortons coming into our country? Foreigners who could have been kept out. We've got a case of a Honduran illegal immigrant who pretended that he was a minor when he was 24 years old. He stabbed the father of the family that was gracious enough to take him in Florida. We've got an illegal immigrant from Guatemala who killed someone in a hit and run, a five-year-old girl. That's a tragedy. We've got so many of these cases. All of the cases are laid out. And the question is, when do Americans say enough, enough? Is the violent wave of crime that these illegal immigrants have now brought into the United States going to be a tipping point for this upcoming election, like inflation, like supply chains, like excessive government spending and big government intrusions in our life? Will there be a Willie Horton moment in America in the 2022-2024 election because of the growing number of illegal migrants who have committed not just any crime, heinous crimes? Let me give you a couple of facts that are just remarkable. Between June 4th and July 26th, that's just a seven-week period, ICE, the Immigration, Customs, and Enforcement Agency, arrested 302 illegal immigrants who were prior sex offenders. They were in this country despite the fact that they had prior sex offenses. Does that scare you? Does it scare you, your children? It should, right? Here's another fact. CPB says of all the illegal immigrants who have entered the country since Joe Biden became president, 23%, nearly one in four, are prior convicts. They already have committed a crime and now they've illegally come across the border and they've entered the country illegal now. But these crimes are not just border crimes. There are other serious, serious crimes. Really something that you should pay attention to. Natalia has put all of these folks together. There are first-degree child rape, murder, hit and run, so many heinous crimes that the media are not covering, not attaching to the border, not attaching to Joe Biden's policies. We've done it for you. Check out the story. The headline is pretty important. New Willie Hortons, question mark. Migrants charged with rape, murder after illegally entering U.S. Check out that story. We'll have the latest update on Wisconsin. And here's a story that didn't get a lot of attention in the media, but I think it is worth paying attention to. President Trump, when he was in office, kept talking about the threat that China poses. Joe Biden has downplayed that threat. We saw it even in the summit, the virtual summit he had with President Xi just last week. But here's something. One of the top generals in the Space Force, the new space command that the U.S. military created, is warning that the U.S. is trailing badly in a key frontier of modern warfare. Why? Because China and Russia have moved ahead of us in what is known as hypersonic missile warfare. Missiles that can go five times the speed of sound and therefore can't be detected by current radar. And as General David Thompson, Vice Chief of the Space Operations, told a conference this weekend that we covered, it's so important, we, the United States, the greatest military and economic power in the world, we're not as advanced as the Chinese or the Russians in terms of hypersonic programs. That should worry all of us. We spent so much time focused on fake Russia cases and other things that we haven't been keeping an eye on where China and Russia are moving ahead of us as our adversaries. We're going to ask Senator Blackburn about that in just a few minutes. All right, let's go take a quick commercial break. When we come back, our exclusive interview with Senator Marsha Blackburn from the great state of Tennessee, followed by a great conversation with one of my favorite reporters, Bethany Blankley, who covers the border for us, is a border expert. You're not going to want to miss either one of those. We'll be right back after this commercial break. Folks, Field of Greens is the healthiest thing I do every day, and I want you on this journey with me. Why? It's literally one scoop a day. It tastes great. I love the fruit flavors particularly, and it's completely improved my life and my health. This is nutrition the way nature intended. When I began taking a hard look at why I wasn't feeling good and why I felt unhealthy, why I was gaining weight, why I was losing energy, it wasn't just because I had hit my 50s. No, it was because I wasn't getting the right amount of fruit and vegetables in my diet. And listen, I'm just too busy to go to the store, clean up the vegetables, cook vegetable dinners, and make sure I hit the fruit. A Field of Greens stepped in. One scoop of powder in my drink or on my eggs in the morning, and boom, I was off and feeling better. And suddenly, I was losing weight. I was sleeping better. My metabolism went up. My blood sugar went down. My cholesterol went down, and my weight went down. And my doctor said, hey, whatever you're doing, keep it doing. You know what that is? It's Field of Greens. That's what I've been doing. Field of Greens is radically different. Each organic fruit and vegetable was medically chosen to support heart and vital organ health. I trust Field of Greens to keep me healthy. I promise you, you're going to love this product. But if for any reason you don't, they'll give you 100% money back guaranteed. Now, you're going to get 15% off your first order, plus free rush shipping because of the incredible partnership we have here at Just the News with Brick House Nutrition and, of course, Field of Greens. All you got to do to take advantage of this offer, visit fieldofgreens.com and use the promo code JustNews. That's promo code JustNews at fieldofgreens.com. Don't wait. Go to fieldofgreens.com today. Use the promo code JustNews for 15% off. Folks, if you owe back taxes, fair warning, you're not going to like this. The IRS is mailing millions of pay up letters. Millions, I say. Then it's up to the 20,000 new IRS enforcement agents to find you. Why the IRS targets you and not millionaires? Well, because millionaires have tax lawyers. You don't. You'll pay up. Plus interest and penalties. You need Tax Network USA, and you need them now. Tax Network USA has brilliant war room strategies to solve your IRS problems quickly and in your favor. Like a preferred direct line to the IRS, they know which agents to deal with and who to avoid. It's not all bad news for you because Tax Network USA learned of a special limited time IRS offer. They're willing to waive $1 billion in penalties if you qualify. So schedule your free confidential consultation to see if you qualify for this limited time IRS penalty canceling offer. To do so, call 1-800-245-6000. That's 1-800-245-6000 or visit tnusa.com/justnews. That's tnusa.com/justnews. All right, folks, welcome back from the commercial break, and so lucky to welcome this next guest. Senator Marsha Blackburn from the great state of Tennessee is here. Senator, welcome to the show.
Well, it's good to be with you. Thank you.
It's an honor to have you on this Thanksgiving week. And I want to ask you, over the weekend, the president was making some soundings that are kind of in line with something you've been talking about for a long time. President Biden suggested that maybe he'd boycott the China Olympics. You have really grievous concerns about the Olympics next year in Beijing. Tell us a little bit about what's going through your mind and why Americans should be so concerned about it.
Well, first of all, we have to realize China, the Chinese Communist Party, they are not our friend. They are not a competitor. They are not even a frenemy. They are our adversary. And their goal is to weaken us to the point that they can achieve global domination by the time we get to the midpoint of this century. By 2050, they want to be globally dominant. So we have to realize that that is their overriding goal. Now, how do they do that? Well, they have their Belt and Road Initiative. They have great power competition where they're going at us militarily. They're also practicing debt diplomacy. They are being aggressive on Taiwan. They're carrying out a genocide on the Muslim Uyghurs. They are going after the Hong Kong freedom fighters, the Tibetans, the Mongolians. And when it comes to trade, every time we try to deal with them on trade, they begin to up what they're doing on intellectual property violations. And that is why you have companies, Fortnite, Yahoo, other companies, a lot of tech firms that are leaving China because they realize you cannot trust the Chinese Communist Party.
Yeah, such an important thing. They really are our adversary. And we saw that last week. And I want to ask you about this because this is from a lot of the people I've talked to. One of the most amazing things that happened this weekend that most people might not have heard about. Deputy Chief of the Space Force says the United States is probably 2 years behind China on hypersonic missiles. How did we get to that point that we gave China such an extraordinary strategic advantage?
What we have seen happen is that China, you never know where their commercial sector ends and their military sector begins.
Yeah, great point.
So a lot of U.S. companies have worked with them, with China, with Chinese companies on different technologies. And what do the Chinese do? They steal this intellectual property. They reverse engineer. They're putting all of their government resources into this so that they can be first and foremost when it comes to hypersonic missiles. So, you know, what we have to, and we have people in the U.S. Senate that don't even want to do the National Defense Authorization Act. You've got Senator Schumer, the majority leader in the U.S. Senate, who could end up being the first person in 60 years to not pass the National Defense Authorization Act because he's been so busy trying to do the Build Back Broke agenda and the infrastructure bill and expand all of these government programs and execute a socialist agenda takeover for the Biden administration.
Yeah, that will be an extraordinary moment if they fail to get that act passed, because it's just been a bipartisan thing and essential to our national security. As you look out now, how do you evaluate President Biden on China, knowing that his son had so many relationships? There was the cobalt mine this weekend in the New York Times. There's a Henegas military parts company that I wrote about a couple of years ago. When you look at things, do the Chinese have in the back of their mind, we've got Hunter Biden in our back pocket? And does the president act as though he has to be careful or walk on shells because of the fact that his son did so much business there?
Oh, of course. Of course. And it is very telling and very evident. Now, you mentioned something very important, John. You reported a couple of years ago, and this is something important for people to realize. These are not new allegations.
Nope.
And every time we tried to bring this forward in 2020 and try to get this looked at, what was the participation of Biden Incorporated with these different Chinese companies, with Ukrainian companies? Every time we brought this up, it was conspiracy theory.
Yep.
It was, you can't talk about the president's son in that manner, even though the president's son had no training or backing that would have afforded this. You couldn't accuse them of using the vice presidency as a part of Biden Incorporated. They tried to discount Hunter's emails and tried to say it wasn't his computer, that it was a framing job by Russia.
Yes.
And so those are the things that we heard repeatedly. So, John, what they've done is to push this to the side and basically say Hunter Biden is off limits like he is a five-year-old child.
That's
and,
amazing.
Of course, he's selling his artwork for hundreds of millions of dollars when he is not a trained artist, has never had an artistic career or a gallery represent him. And now all of a sudden, there's this big, quote unquote, international market for Hunter Biden's art. People see through this, and it's why Biden's ratings are plummeting, and it's why people are so distrustful of this administration.
It is, and increasingly so. You see it in the numbers. The trillions that the House has already approved, the Senate's approved some of it with the infrastructure bill. How concerned are you that this new money is going to worsen inflation, worsen supply chain, worsen people staying at home, not working?
Oh, yes, indeed. Look at what happened when Obama was president. And bear in mind, when you look at our nation's debt, it doubled. It literally doubled under the Obama administration.
Yeah, it did.
George Bush left office and handed the key to Barack Obama. We were at $10.6 trillion in debt, and then we were right at 22 when Obama left. And it has continued to increase because of the programs that they put on the books as mandatory spending. Now, you look at what they're doing right now. They have 10 years of taxes, 10 full years.
It's amazing.
And this is going to pay for 1 to 2 years of programs. But they're saying, oh, that's okay, because they just want to get the programs on the books as mandatory spending, much like they did with Obamacare. And basically, this Build Back Broke agenda is Biden's version of Obamacare. I mean,
yeah, that's what it is.
His type plan. Get it on the books, and then Republicans will never be able to get it off the books.
Yeah, that's it. Once it's in, rolling it back is impossible, right? It just gets embedded into the bureaucracy, and you're stuck with it for life. You've been one of the most cogent voices on the border, even though you don't necessarily represent a border state, but obviously you know that everybody that comes through the border ends up in states like yours and others. This weekend, Beto O'Rourke actually basically said, oh, I don't want anything to do with President Biden. He has no urgency on the immigration crisis. Even Democrats are beginning to see the liability. How serious a problem is the moving of these illegal aliens into other communities where crime is now starting to grow and where we have these heinous cases now of rape and murder? Is this an issue that just gets worse and worse as Americans absorb the consequence?
It gets worse every single day because they are seeing it in their communities every single day.
Yeah.
They're hearing the story of drugs on the streets, fentanyl-laced marijuana that is taking record numbers of lives, opioids that are full of fentanyl. And,
right,
of course, a couple of grams kill you, and a little tiny pinhead dot will kill you. And people are seeing this. They're aware of it. I talk to a lot of moms, PTA groups, parent groups that are so upset about so many issues in the schools are beginning to compare notes. They're looking at how these drug dealers are using social media and reaching their children and getting them addicted to drugs.
Yeah, good point.
And these parents are beginning to push back up. So the border is where you find so much of this. Every town is a border town. Every state is a border state because of that open border. And it is the drug trafficking, it's the sex trafficking, the labor crews, the gangs that are committing violence in the streets. You would never have heard about organized shoplifting rings and people going into stores and raiding the stores in a very organized manner.
Yeah.
And walking out of the store and getting into getaway cars. Now, a lot of this is done by the gangs, and people know it. They're tired of it. And thank goodness they're beginning to push back.
Yes, the voice of the American people gets louder every day. It's just remarkable. It is. When you come back from the Thanksgiving break, will Joe Manchin, do you think, hold the line? Do you think you'll be able to defeat that bill?
You know, John, I think it's like this. Not only is it Manchin, but you've got about five or six others in the Senate that are looking at their races. They're down in the polls or they're tied up in the polls, and the Republican ballot is up. Joe Biden's popularity is just unbelievably low.
I mean,
who ever thought he would be lower than Jimmy Carter?
And Kamala Harris is even lower than that. I mean, if you add them up, you barely get a majority support.
That's exactly right. And I think it's so interesting and so curious that the leaking you hear coming out of the White House, that they're trying to decide what to do with her and who they're going to kind of push in to fill that gap from things, because she's failed at every task they've given her. And I think it's embarrassing for the White House at this point.
Yeah. When you look at it, so you think there are five or six Democrats that might have heartburn and maybe hard votes to get when this gets, now that the Senate takes over the social bill?
Yes, absolutely. Because what they're trying to do with this Build Back Broke bill is they want to take one vote. And in that one vote, they want to be able to take control, government control of your kids, their education, of your health care, your bank account, your small business. They want to force through provisions of the Green New Deal. They want to put the money in there so that they can say Congress appropriated the money to pay these illegal aliens. $450,000 per family if they were temporarily separated from a child, or $450 per person could be as much as, you know, $1 million, $2 million or more per family. And people are just, they're saying no, much less the sin taxes, tobacco, liquor, the energy taxes. All of this is going to be paid by people that are hardworking people. And Joe Biden said, oh, I'm not raising a penny of tax on anybody making under $400,000 a year. Well, that's not accurate. It's not accurate on a lot of different fronts. And people know this. They see it. It is harder every day for Democrats to support this abysmal bill. And some of these House members who finally came around and voted for it, they might as well start cleaning their office out and heading home. Give somebody their proxy.
It's a consequential vote.
They are, that's right. They will not be reelected.
Well, it's going to be an historic December to figure out if we get the Defense Authorization Act, whether the social spending bill gets defeated. Very important stuff. And Senator, you're always on the front lines, and we're so grateful for you bringing us up to speed on all these very important issues.
Happy to be with you. Thanks, John.
You have a blessed Thanksgiving.
You too.
Thank you, Senator. All right, folks, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to go down to the border to talk with our great reporter, Bethany Blankley, in just a few seconds. You know what, folks? Stress may be why you can't lose weight. If you've got moderate to high stress like I do, a doctor-formulated weight loss supplement called Lean could be your solution. Chronic stress wreaks havoc on blood sugar, which can cause your body to store excess fat. Stress can also slow your metabolism, which fuels weight gain, and you know all about stress eating and sugar cravings, right? Now the good news. The studied ingredients in Lean have been shown to help maintain healthy blood sugar levels, help optimize metabolism, and keep your appetite under control. Now, if your life is a bit stressful like mine and you want to lose weight, add Lean to your healthy diet and exercise lifestyle. Now get 15% off and free shipping at takelean.com. That's takelean.com and enter the promo code JustNews15. That's the promo code JustNews15 at takelean.com. One more time, takelean.com. Statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, and it's not a substitute or alternative for care from a healthcare provider. Hey, folks, as we approach another critical election, a wave of concern washes over America. Recent studies reveal that an astonishing 56% of our fellow citizens report feelings of anxiety or dread about the upcoming presidential election. That's why I stand with AMAC. AMAC is more than a senior discount organization. During these challenging times, they fight for common sense and hope that our nation returns to traditional American values. Visit amac.us/justnews today to seize an exclusive election year special, a 4-year AMAC membership for just $30. That's right. You heard me right. 4 years for $30. As an AMAC member, you're not only enjoying money-saving benefits, but also the AMAC magazine, free Social Security and Medicare advice, a trusted voice in Washington, and a community of like-minded patriots who love this great nation. Take advantage of this election year special, 4 years for $30, and be part of the solution over the next 4 years. By becoming an AMAC member, you're strengthening a movement dedicated to preserving the principles we hold dear in this great country. Join now at amac.us/justnews. That's amac.us/justnews. All right, folks, welcome back from the commercial break. And as promised, one of my great colleagues here at Just the News, she is an absolute expert on all things at the border and on crime in general. One of the really great reporters at Just the News. So grateful to have her here on the show today, Bethany Blankley. Bethany, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having me.
You do such amazing work, and you bring the border to life in ways that we could only have imagined when we started Just the News a couple of years ago. I want to ask you, there is some breaking news. There's a big cloud on the horizon that I know Border Patrol people and others are getting very worried about, a new caravan of migrants approaching from the south to the border. Tell us what you know about that.
There are apparently Central Americans as well as more Haitians that have made their way north, leaving Mexico on Thursday.
Wow.
The same day that President Biden was meeting with Mexican President Andre Obrador.
How about that?
Apparently 2,000 of them. They left Tapachula in Mexico on Thursday. And this is after a federal judge had ordered Biden to reinstate the Remain in Mexico policy. And he was supposed to be doing that with the Mexican president, didn't do it. And now more people are coming through.
Yeah, it's amazing. We're now weeks and months from the first ruling on Remain in Mexico. There's been two or three rulings. It seems like the Biden White House is just acting with impunity. They're not actually listening to the judge, and they're just going about doing their own thing, dragging their feet. Will this next caravan sort of be a flashpoint where the court might say, hey, I told you, keep them in Mexico. When are you going to listen? Do you think this could be the sort of event that changes the dynamic in that court case?
I hope so. But again, it would require the president to actually follow the law. And one of the things that Attorney General Ken Paxton in Texas has been saying for many, many, many months is,
yeah,
Biden, follow the law. He's blatantly not following law that was passed by Congress.
Yeah, that's the key thing. Listen, I think a lot of conservatives say, listen, if you want to open the border, change the laws, make it legal, but don't just flout the law. And that seems to be going on a daily basis. There was an incredible moment last week here in Washington where Ted Cruz had Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas on the box. And it was a surreal moment where Cruz would ask a question and Mayorkas would never answer it. What did you take away from that hearing?
His answer was, I'll have to get back to you. I'll get back to you. I'll circle back with you. I don't have that data. I'm not familiar with that. These aren't cages. I don't know what you're referring to, even though in his previous testimony that he had given, he had referred to the facility where unaccompanied children were being held as cages. And by the way, they were built under the Obama administration when Mayorkas was working for the Obama administration. So they are cages. People who've been there have taken pictures, including Senator Cruz. And every single question, well, not every, but the majority of the questions that were asked, he couldn't answer. And the questions that he was supposed to be answering is based on data that's produced weekly by Border Patrol agents. I get them texted to me from Border Patrol agents. So I know what the data is. How is it that Mayorkas couldn't give the data to Senator Cruz?
Yeah, it's unreal. It was really just an act of defiance. Muhammad Ali, the great boxer, used to do the rope-a-dope to tire out somebody. It seemed like that's what Mayorkas was doing, just trying to stall and not have to answer the hard questions that all of us in America have today. As you look out now, we had a story this morning on the site by our colleague, Natalia Mittelstadt, taking a look at about a dozen cases of illegal migrants who've entered since Joe Biden took over as president and have committed really heinous crimes, accused of being arrested and charged with committing heinous crimes, rape, child rape, hit and run, murder. As these migrants fan out into the interior of the country now, does the question of their heinous crimes become a more potently political weapon against the Biden White House?
Well, it certainly will, and especially in districts where you have people who are up for re-election who are Democrats. They know that this is hurting them and their constituents. So Biden's policies are hurting Democrats who are in Texas. They're hurting Democrats in New Mexico, especially with oil and gas, not just with immigration. But these are illegal immigrants who are killing Americans, and they're killing legal immigrants. There are hundreds and hundreds of sex offenders. They're stabbing to death people. They're committing crimes on the road, hit and runs, DWIs, highway crashes. You know, whenever I hear these stories of people who are hitting a bus head on or a head on collision or someone driving down the wrong way on the road, the first question I always ask, especially living in Texas, one of the biggest cities in Texas, is, well, who was the person driving? Were they an illegal alien or not?
Yeah, and it's a tough, you know, it's not a question you want to ask, but you have to, because the facts are what they are. And a growing number of Americans are dying at the hands of these illegal immigrants, suffering crimes, rape. We've had rapes on subways and trains, very boorish acts, very heinous crimes. And it seems as though that accountability goes all the way back to the policy decision of leaving the border open. As you look out right now, Bethany, there are several important lawsuits, many of them from Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton, but there are key lawsuits on the border. What should Americans be looking for from the courts over the next 3 to 4 months?
Hopefully the courts doing something to make Biden follow the law. If the court has already told him to implement Remain in Mexico, and then his staff actually tell the news this week that that wasn't even on the agenda, they're on the record having saying that, then the courts have got to do something to hold this administration accountable. They've got to do something about that. And I anticipate they will. As you've seen, the courts are already ruling against these vaccine mandates, saying that you have to allow for religious exemptions or medical exemptions. And you're seeing that in different courts already throughout the U.S.
Yeah, such a great point. Attorney General in Arizona has said, hey, Texas gets a lot of, for all the right reasons, Texas is getting a lot of attention. But there is just as bad a crisis in Arizona, and children are dying as a result of open borders. Very strong words today from Mark Brnovich. What's going on in Arizona? I know you have a good eye on that as well.
There's an area called the Gap where part of the wall is left open, which is why it's called the Gap. And there's a small little dam area that you can walk right across, and that's near Yuma. And similar to what the visual that everybody saw of the Haitians walking across the dam into Del Rio, Texas. It's not necessarily as dramatic as that, but they're walking across this dam, walking right through into the Gap, and they're just walking right through. They're literally walking right through. But the biggest issue that Arizona's having is the drugs.
Yep.
Fentanyl, the number of people who are overdosing. The problem is that the fentanyl is being laced into other medication. It's also being put into prescription drugs. So if you're buying something off the street and it may look like OxyContin or may look like something, it's laced with fentanyl and then you're going to die.
Yep.
And so the Arizona is having a massive drug problem, and they've been trying to warn and educate people. The FBI has been putting out notices, you know, so there are several public awareness campaigns through different agencies warning people not to buy drugs off the street because they may be laced with fentanyl, because they're all being brought right in through the border, which is where they're being made in Mexico.
Wow. Unbelievable. And the toll, I mean, that's one of the things. There is a human toll mounting in America every day, not only from the murders and rapes and other things and the car crashes and the hit and runs, but also from these extraordinary drugs. I can understand why the Attorney General in Arizona is so frustrated, as is the Attorney General in Texas. The Republicans obviously are going to use this as a 2022 election issue to try to get back in power in Congress. Are you surprised that no one from Congress has actually filed a lawsuit saying, hey, I helped pass these laws, Your Honor, the administration is not enforcing the laws that we in Congress intended to be enforced? Will some member step up and file that type of a lawsuit, do you think, or are you surprised that it hasn't happened yet?
That's a really good point. And I'm actually going to follow up with Senator Cruz and some others to ask them that question. That's a great question. I think they've really wanted to see how it's going to play out with the states.
Yeah.
In the different districts that are applying, because I think they're trying to force this issue with the Supreme Court. But what people in Texas and what anybody will tell you on the border is, we don't have until next election. We don't have until next year. If this flood of people comes through in the next couple of weeks and continues to pour through, and if he revokes Title 42 in January,
right,
the floodgates will come through. We don't have until next election. We don't. Our lives are at stake. Border Patrol, we may be losing thousands in Border Patrol by the end of this year, just in a couple of weeks, because they've already had COVID. They have medical exemptions. They have religious exemptions. None of those are being accepted. And if that's the case, we're looking at thousands in the Border Patrol who are just going to leave, walk off the job, take early retirement, or be fired. And then we're even in a bigger crisis, because the people who are tasked to defend us, who want to defend us, have already been working 12-hour days, are already taxed, don't feel like they have support, don't actually have support. They are going to be overwhelmed. And then what do we do? Because then the very little bit of support that we have now holding back the people who are at the gates pushing through, and they are pushing through, And so it's going to be up to the state troopers or the state National Guards to come to defense. That's a whole nother issue. And we don't have until next election. This something has to be done now.
Yeah, such an important point. The time is, there's a sand clock and it's running out of sand pretty quickly. Last week, Senator Cruz mentioned the idea that, hey, if this doesn't stop soon, maybe Texas will just secede from the union. Obviously a sign of just how frustrated those on the border feel that their government in Washington has abandoned them. What is it like? You live in Texas. What are the people of Texas feeling and what message are they sending to official Washington right now?
Well, they're very frustrated. Some people are outraged. Some people are just demoralized. They're incensed. They're in disbelief. There's a great organization in Houston that's working with families who've lost loved ones who've been killed by illegal immigrants. And it's called, they've been doing this for many years, and they actually had the support of President Trump. And it's the Remembrance Project. And they've been working to help provide support to families. But, you know, these are everyday people. These are Mexican Americans. They're Latinos. They're Blacks. They're whites. You know, this murder or crimes committed against people by illegal aliens, it doesn't matter your skin color, doesn't matter your gender. Crime is not discriminate. People racing through stop signs and stoplights and doing 90-mile-hour chases and 25-mile-hour zones, hitting children, kidnapping children, this is indiscriminate. And you're dealing with cartels, and cartels don't care. They think everybody in America is wealthy. They will do heinous things to people if they feel that their massive amount of profit, it's about $100 million a month, I've been told, all across the whole southern border, just in human trafficking alone. So they have a lot to lose. And if their people start standing in their way, they don't care. They're going to continue to commit all kinds of crimes against people. And those that are living on the border in Texas, Arizona, New Mexico, they're feeling the brunt of it. But it moves farther up, and it's impacting people in Houston and Dallas and San Antonio. There are thousands of cars being stolen every day. People's pets are being stolen. It's just a totally different way of life. People are shooting guns in the middle of the night in my neighborhood. That's never happened before. It's just a totally different way of life. A lot of people I talk to are looking into moving. People are buying guns for the first time. We have our Sheriff's Association saying that we need to pray and hold our breath because if something happens to us, they don't have enough people to come and help us right away. Wow. I mean, it's just crazy. They can't answer 911 in Austin unless you know it's an immediate life-threatening emergency. But how are you supposed to know that? So it's compounded by so many other factors that this, on top of everything else, is taxing our law enforcement, and it's not fair to Border Patrol. It's not fair to all of these people. And Mayorkas has a responsibility to them. And that's why so many different elected officials in Texas, Arizona have called for his impeachment. But it's very difficult to even enforce that kind of thing.
Yeah, such an important point. That frustration level is going up. And it's the sort of thing that creates a tectonic plate shift below the American political ground. And I have a funny feeling 2022 may be that earthquake moment that that's been building up inside this country. Bethany, thank you for all you do. You do such amazing work. We are so blessed to have your reports and dispatches. You are a true subject expert and just a great reporter. We're so grateful for your contributions to Just the News.
Thank you so much.
All right, folks, we're going to come back after a quick commercial break and wrap things up for the day. Hey folks, can your IRA or 401k stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is right at our doorstep? By allocating a percentage of your retirement into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from a turbulent market and economic downturns. All you gotta do is put your IRA back on the gold standard. With a multi-trillion dollar trade deficit and ongoing geopolitical instability, experts say now is the time to make the switch. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Protect your retirement today with one simple phone call and receive your free gold and silver guide from my good friends at Genesis Gold. To do that, call Genesis Gold Group today at 800-200-200. G-O-L-D, gold. That's 800-200-GOLD. And find out how you can add precious metals to your IRA. One more time, let me give you the number. It's 800-200-4653. 800-200-4653, or gold. Or visit them at genesisgoldgroup.com. Genesis Gold, welcome to the John Solomon Just the News family.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
All right, folks, that wraps up the first of five podcasts this week. That's right. You're going to get five podcasts, even though it's a holiday week. We're going to have one on Black Friday. We're going to have one on Thanksgiving. We're going to have one every day this week because we want to keep giving you the news, give you facts so you can make up your own mind, and you'll be well-educated. You'll have some facts to take to the dinner table on Thanksgiving or while you're in the car debating relatives on your way to picking out Christmas gifts on Black Friday. We're going to have you covered on all the issues. So stay tuned all week. We're so thankful that you tune into this great show and to justthenews.com. You're always checking on the breaking news. We'll have you covered on that Wisconsin Christmas parade travesty all day and all night. So check often for the latest news on that. All right, folks, we'll be signing off for now. Until tomorrow, may God bless you. May God bless this extraordinary country of the United States, as he always has. You've been listening to John Solomon Reports, the podcast from Just the News. Hey, folks, can your IRA or 401k stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is right at our doorstep? By allocating a percentage of your retirement into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from a turbulent market and economic downturns. All you got to do is put your IRA back on the gold standard. With a multi-trillion-dollar trade deficit and ongoing geopolitical instability, experts say now is the time to make the switch. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Protect your retirement today with one simple phone call and receive your free gold and silver guide from my good friends at Genesis Gold. To do that, call Genesis Gold Group today at 800-200-GOLD, gold. That's 800-200-GOLD. And find out how you can add precious metals to your IRA. One more time, let me give you the number. It's 800-200-4653. 800-200-4653, or gold. Or visit them at genesisgoldgroup.com. Genesis Gold, welcome to the John Solomon Just the News family. Folks, everyone knows the next medical crisis is just around the corner. Whether it comes in the form of a pandemic or something much more mundane like a tick bite, you and your family need to be prepared. That's what we learned from this last pandemic, right? That's where the Wellness Company comes in. You know the Wellness Company. We have their great doctors like Dr. Peter McCullough on all the time on our shows. The Wellness Company and their doctors are medical professionals that you can trust. And the new medical emergency kits are the gold standard when it comes to keeping you safe and healthy. And most importantly, prepared. Be ready for anything. This medical emergency kit contains an assortment of life-saving medications, including ivermectin and Z-Pak. The medical emergency kit provides a guidebook to aid in the safe use of all of these life-saving medications, so you know what you're doing. From anthrax to tick bites to COVID and even the bioweapon like the plague, the Wellness Company's medical emergency kit is exactly what you need to have on hand to be prepared. Rest assured knowing that you have emergency antibiotics, antivirals, and antiparasitics on hand to keep you and your family safe from whatever the globalists throw your way. Go to www.twchealth/justnews today in order. That's twc.health/justnews and use the promo code justnews to save 10%.